Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOFirst.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh,
hey. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to Bob in New York. We don't have a lot of time, but hello, Bob.
Hi, how are you? Anyway, I want to be concise. My question is, I have had cancer in the past that I've had removed, and it was not up my colon. But since I feel that I might be susceptible to other cancers, I wanted to know, nutritionally speaking, are there any supplements one could take? And I also wanted to know if colon cancer can be transmitted by giving someone a dirty Sanchez.
Dr. Michael.
We haven't found a way to transmit colon cancer yet, fortunately.
Oh, so if I give someone a dirty Sanchez, they probably won't get cancer from the stool on my finger.
It's not communicable.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but you need to be screened. But know that even if you eat healthy, if there's family history also of colon cancer, that impacts you with potential.
Right, there hasn't been a family history of colon cancer, but do you think I have a colon problem since my farts never smell?
Well, I think that we probably don't have any other answers for you today.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's always there, isn't he?
He really is.
Damn.
Thank God.
You know what we say about that guy, the Belcher?
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
Like a backwards brain fart. The Don and Mike Show.
Yo, look out! Look out! Look out! Let me see. I'm looking on our website here, DonandMikeWebsite.com. I like looking at the message boards. A lot of nice fans writing good stuff about the show.
Yeah, but whose head is on whose body?
Oh, I'm not even in the Photoshop section.
Okay.
This is just in the message board part. Chad in Spokane, Washington writes, Don and Mike, why you leave us hanging? I don't think they concluded the coverage of the Jerry Lewis Telethon 2006 tapes.
Wow, he remembers. Wow.
I want to hear They Never Walk Alone critique. And then a guy named D's Nuts writes in, the Jerry tapes 2006 were delivered. 2005 was not. However, here is a list of bits not delivered last year that were on another board. Here is the list.
This is the list of things we didn't do that we said we were going to do?
Yeah, some of our fans are upset about this. Let me see. Buzz's airport security incident.
Yes.
Now, I feel responsible here that Buzz, like, gives me a story that he says, and I mentioned a couple of times, hey, Buzz, don't forget to tell us this.
Right.
And people think that it's some life-changing story.
No.
Do you even remember what it was?
Vaguely. And the reason we ended up, not telling it is because days afterward, we had the whole liquid explosive scare. And so any complaint I had about the transportation security at that point would have been untimely.
What I remember is you were hassled by security.
Yeah, it turned, I had an ugly moment with an officer.
An ugly moment.
Yeah. Then we have the ass play gay moment story from summer vacation 2002.
Right.
That's a secret that will go to the grave. Frida did not want me talking about that. Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
Pretty simple.
All right.
Then you have the Frida in Japan story. You know, again, I'm sorry. Some secrets go to the grave with my sweet love.
Right.
Rob's rendition of Horton Hears a Jew. That was really just a thought.
Yeah.
A random thought.
Yeah. He never really did put together Horton Hears a Jew. All right, well, think about it. Resolution between Buzz and the pool people.
Those were the pool people that Buzz, that were making all that noise with the swim meets, and Buzz was planning some clandestine activity.
And again, we can't really follow up on that because the stuff that Buzz wanted to do and may actually have done, he did not want to speak about on the radio.
Exactly.
Right.
No one lost their life, though.
Next
not
one,
yet.
The on-air Hugh Hamilton interview. I think that's something we've talked about, we wanted to do, but I don't even know what radio station Hugh Hamilton works at. Do you?
Good afternoon.
Two messages left, two calls not returned by
all
Hugh.
Right.
So
this is Hugh, Hugh Hamilton. Ha ha.
A final resolution about what happened to the homeless bunt.
Oh, Lisa. Remember the girl who was living in the radio station?
Well, who cares?
Fake.
Going to the old neighborhood and interview the people at Don's old house.
Yeah. Still in the offing.
We'd like to do that.
Yeah. Right.
Interviews and bits from the neighborhoods at the new studio in Rockville.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there really are no bits we can do with these people.
They don't really like
like us. But if that's all you got, well, then I consider our job done as DJs.
I think we're doing a good job.
There you go. So we've tried to address your list of needs.
There are your concerns.
And that's accurate. We did cover Telethon 2006 to the label.
And I really feel empty right now because we're not finishing one very important story about Buzz in the pool. Buzz left a baby Ruth in the pool. That's the end of the story.
Mike, I'm afraid that I must break in with true breaking news.
Breaking news.
We have now been given, I'll dial him up, Robbie. Okay. We've been given the opportunity, thanks to Patton Oswalt, to talk to Ed Brubaker, who is the writer of Captain America, the comic book, to find out if, in fact, Cap is really dead.
Very good. I know you were concerned about this earlier.
Right?
So deeply concerned.
Three, two, oh,
he's God expecting your call.
And we want to thank Patton Oswalt for getting us this guy's phone number.
Yeah.
Right? And this is the guy that writes the combo. He didn't create it. He writes it.
He writes it. Remember, Patton had already called him in a panic.
Yeah. Serious conversation. It's a serious business.
If you just get into your car, I'm flipped out. They kicked out. They killed off Captain America today. And I'm very upset. Patton Oswalt was upset. Mike was trying to mock us. Hello, is this Ed?
Yeah.
Hi, Ed. It's the Don and Mike Show. Thanks for being on the air with us.
Hi, Ed.
I'm on the air already? Wow.
Yep. I hope that's okay. Our buddy Patton Oswalt gave us the number.
Yeah.
I'm a huge comic fan like Patton is, and you're the writer for Captain America.
Yeah.
Please, Ed, please tell me from the Marvel bullpen or whatever you call it now, please tell me you've not really killed off Captain America.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Ed, really, Ed, I promise we'll do whatever we can do to make this the most sold out edition of Captain America ever. But you cannot kill off Captain America. I mean,
there are so many books, right?
There are so many other lame superheroes in the Marvel universe. Captain America is an icon, my friend.
Oh, I know. He's been my favorite comic book character since I was a little kid.
Ed,
I first bought Captain America at the PX in Gitmo in 1971.
Did you kill him, Ed? Did you write this one?
Yeah, I wrote it.
Yes. You know, you're starting to remind me, Don, of Annie Wilkes in Misery right now.
You know? I was just gonna. Yeah,
are you gonna bring Ed here back to the cabin and make him write a new story?
Ed, I don't believe you, sir.
At the comic book store, there was a guy who saw me signing the copies for the clerks behind the counter, and he said, "You wrote this?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Aren't you worried someone's gonna show up at your house?" And I was like, I hadn't actually considered it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Ed, well, one of the things, the rear view on the way home.
One of the things we've been told, and I don't know the comic book world as well as my partner here, but we've been told that these superhero characters can come back to life. Isn't that true, Ed?
Well, Captain America has died before and came back, so, you know, nothing's out of the question.
There
but I tried to give him as realistic and human of a death as I could get away with.
Ed, I just want to say, I say this with love, you're a bastard. You killed my you killed my Captain America. What's next? Is Iron Man next on your hit list?
It's going to be so cool, though, for like, the next, like, 6 months to the year of the book is so cool because it's all about that feeling that you're having right there. It's all about how the characters, how does Bucky feel without Captain America in the world?
Yeah, let's not even talk about Bucky. My dude, Bucky is Captain America's Robin.
Is he now?
They're not fags, all Mike.
Right. I didn't know what was on with
Bucky's
that.
Bucky's not Captain America's Robin because Batman and Robin are like father and son, whereas Bucky and Captain America are only like 4 years apart in
age. It's like his sidekick, though, his Bucky.
All right.
His sidekick,
His
buddy. What is Bucky going to do?
Well, he's going to be really mad. And since the modern day version of Bucky is a guy who is a highly trained assassin, he's going to go after people who he thinks are responsible. And
I hope he goes after you, Ed. I hope that you. I hope that you write.
Man, who's going to write the book?
I hope that you write that. I hope you write your own death.
Well, are you going to buy the comic? Did you read the comic yet?
No, I have not. I have not read it yet.
You got to get it.
I will buy it. I promise. I will buy it.
The story that's coming up is so good. And did Patton tell you about? Patton contributed to one of my other comics that came out today.
Really?
No,
Criminal.
He didn't.
Yeah, issue 5 of my creator owned crime comic Criminal came out today. And Patton is one of many famous people who wrote stuff for the backup stuff about cool crime movies of the 70s. So.
Yeah, as far as noteworthy people out there that have been in the public eye, and Patton with his stand up and his work on TV, is he the most passionate comic book fan in that world?
I think he might be. I think Brian Posehn might be slightly nerdier than him about it. But
right.
Yeah, I think Patton is. I mean, when I first met him, 6 or 7 years ago, you know, all we did was stand around and talk about comics.
Ed, Ed, listen, if you kill off Captain America,
so you're not letting it go, are
how
you?
Are we going to listen, one of the greatest days of my life was when Spider-Man came out, the movie, because for the first time, and I love all the comic book movies, but that one really, I said, God damn, they did that one just like the comics. We had Stan Lee on, and I must have slurped him for a half hour.
You love that.
Saying how they had the webs coming out, and he swung from building to building, and I watched Fantastic Four, and I think, okay, that translated pretty good.
What is Captain America?
Yeah, Captain America.
What is Captain America's superhero quality? What does he do?
Well, they injected him with the super sperm when he went.
They injected him with
the stuff to make him a super soldier.
Oh, that's right. Patton was telling us that.
He was a 98-pound weakling.
Okay.
Got a super injection but of Charles Atlas.
I guess my point is that looking down the road, I can see. I've heard a talk about an Iron Man movie. I'd love that. I'd love a Silver Surfer movie. But I would love a Captain America movie.
Oh,
and
me
you are,
too.
You are, but how can you do that? You just killed him, Ed.
I'm still writing the comic. He's my favorite character.
But you killed him. You know what you are?
Why can't you let this...
You didn't kill him, George Bush. You are the O.J. Simpson of comic books.
Oh, come on.
You are, Ed. I'm sorry. Got to call it like I see it.
But he could come back.
You're going to read the comic, though, and find out what happens next, aren't you?
Right.
Yes.
You got to.
Yes,
I
will,
Ed. There's a great story to be told here. And, you know, I said this earlier today, but one of the interesting things about working on Captain America, you love Captain America, I love Captain America, but when Cap is in the book, it's really hard to sort of explain how much Captain America means to people, because Cap is always punching people in the face and throwing his mighty shield.
Yeah.
With Cap out of the book, I can actually address sort of what Captain America means to America and what he means to the other people in the book.
I'm glad it's all about you, Ed. Really glad. Listen, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, guys.
We do appreciate your work, and you know, give him some CPR. Bring Cap back to life.
And, Ed, don't worry. Those of us around Don will talk him off the ledge
Please, please. Just don't give him my address.
No problem.
All right, Ed. Nice talking to you, sir.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
Well, now when you read this thing, you got to give us a summary, because I mean, I'm not going to go out and buy this now. I mean, I never did read them, so I mean, I can't start now at 47 years of age.
Sure you can. It'll take you about like one bowel movement to get caught up.
I know.
As an adult, you call it a graphic novel. It's not a comic book. It's a graphic novel.
Graphic novel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, it's like what you put silly putty on, right?
You could.
I mean, that's what it. But
we're talking this way about a dead man.
Can you? But will you summarize what happens now? I'd like to find out. You know how he dies.
Yeah,
he said he was killed in a very human way.
Someone must find me a bookstore on the way home, so I can pick up a copy of this novel.
And that's the guy that writes it. It sounds to me like he's going to bring him back.
Of course he is.
Yeah. 6 months. 6 months to a year. Did he say?
Please.
That's the big tease.
It won't last that long. Bring him back. It didn't work when you killed off Superman.
And what about the gay Bucky? What's he going to be doing there during that time? Is he going to be like going around beating people up?
He's going to be looking for Captain America's killer, Mike.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Bucky. That is not a good name for a sidekick.
Bucky, back in the day.
Well, neither. I guess all the sidekicks have. Robin is not a good name either. Yeah.
And Bucky was also born, at least he came to life in the Captain America back in the 1940s.
Right.
When it was okay for two men to be living and showering together and no one thought anything of it.
You know a great Bucky sidekick name in comic books? Kato.
Right.
Kato, now there's a good one.
Yeah. Green Hornet.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a radio serial and a TV show. I don't
Wasn't
know.
Wasn't a comic book?
May have been like a for a while. They may have had a brief translation, but the TV show was hot.
Do Cap and Bucky have any pets? like Astro or
each other?
First off, Astro was the dog on the Jetsons.
Meant Crypto. I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Crypto is Superman's dog.
Or Ace.
Ace the Bat Hound.
Or Streaky.
Cap and Bucky have a series of small rodents that they raise.
Little gerbils.
They raise.
Do they shave them?
But they have superpowers.
They're super rodents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They actually can get out on their own. They don't need a string.
Mike, give me a moment. I believe the nerd hotline is ringing.
So very good.
So crimson
trained.
Red right now.
So they're trained.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what's happening? Hi.
I read an article online.
Yes.
Yeah, hear that?
Yeah,
he's excited.
Keep going.
I'm waiting. Oh, God damn.
Wow. Well, you know, when there's that much palm sweat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I don't know if this qualifies as news or anything. I don't want to.
I like the mysticism.
Going in, but sure. What about Captain America was supposedly killed by a sniper in front of the courthouse?
Now he takes that away from me.
When you see news breaking, right. Wait 24 hours.
Don't tell me.
Then don't call. Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me how Captain America dies.
That's as bad as saying the end of the movie. I even know that, and I'm not in the comic book biz.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Graphic novel.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey, Don. I don't know if you've seen the previous read or not, but I saw one for Newfoundland for the desert.
Oh, I'm really sorry. That nerd phone is breaking up.
It's the palm sweat.
Talk to my people here. Hello. Yes, Papa Pimple. Hello.
Yes. I'd like to weigh in on the Captain America thing.
Yeah, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Bucky, yeah. I remember Bucky was killed. I forget what issue it was. Uh-huh. But when he was killed, some scientist or whatever brought him back, totally brainwashed him, turned him into some kind of like commie assassin kind of guy.
Yeah.
And they had made a series out of it called the Winter Soldier series.
Bye!
You know, it's guys like you that ruin it for guys like me with guys like Mike.
I was on a desert island in the Caribbean. Just for a small moment there, okay. I was drinking a very nice tropical beverage.
Get you interested in the show again, Mike.
All right, I'm here.
When we come back, Craig Wilson delivers like he has not delivered in nearly a year.
Today, I didn't read it today.
Good.
Good, good, good.
Good, good, good.
All right.
It involves Jack.
Yes.
And underpants.
Let the lottery begin.
Let's go. We'll be right back, everybody.
Gay, 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 gay.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, where's the thing? God damn it.
Pause. Gay, 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 gay.
Again, please, Mike.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.